Part 1. Chapter 1. The Eskdale Valley, Lake District, Northern England. Monday, November the 19th this year. 9:47 a.m. The morning mist gives this landscape a blurry quality, as if the watcher's eye was still muzzy with sleep. It transforms the panorama into something oddly fabric in texture. The fells gathered into ruches and pleats, all mismatched swatches of tweed and hessian, felted twists and wisps of downy green wool. A little cottage stands at the foot of the slumbering fell, half lost in the damp grey air. It has a red chimney and a new roof of green slate. The two sash windows are big, inquisitive eyes above the astonished mouth of the black lacquered door. It has been built of the same grey stone as the low wall that encircles it. A sign hangs above the doorframe, white letters on black wood. Bilberry Buyer. A thinnish, darkish man stands in the doorway, squinting up at the grey clouds. He's barefoot, his mud-grimed feet turning slowly white from contact with the cold grey stone of the front step. He wears dirty jeans, the knees stained. He is wrapped, toga-like, in a tartan blanket, its folds lying across his shoulders and gathered around his waist. His skin is a gallery, a turmoil of intricate words and pictures. Rowan Blake, 40-ish, is glaring at the world as if he would like to punch it in the throat. He flicks his head back and forth, a deranged horse swatting at a wasp. He lowers himself into a crouch, squats, moves cautiously forward, braced, then swings, his head a wrecking ball. Something red and brown flutters up elegantly from the overhanging branches, and Rowan leans on the wall for support. He's sure he just heard his brain strike his skull, a damp splat as if a squid had been hurled at a wall. Rowan sags, beaten and sore.
"Give it a rest," he growls feebly.
He squints in the general direction of the bird that has been driving him to distraction with its song. He can't see the little bastard.